Every ZZ Top song can have that in it. Okay, enough.
Oh.
It's ZZ Top here on the morning show at the Arrow. John Carter, the coach, 6 o'clock straight up. We are KRSP FM HD, Salt Lake City. Good morning, it's the coach, and he's got a quick update for you.
Okay, how about another problem for... Explosion apparently began as the worker was using a compressor to spray foam insulation. Okay, we all know about airline food and how it's, you know, not all that good. I mean, I don't know, it depends
what
they
like
serve.
It, man. I'm on this diet, so any food right now for me... Just say food, and I'm ready to, you know, gobble it.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Any kind of food for you.
By the way, I decided on the diet thing. I'm giving it up in about a week.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just go lose, you know, weight? Lose so much weight that you start losing height.
No.
Oh.
No, it's done. It's a, you know, it's a 500-calorie-a-day, 23-day diet, so let's see. I got about a week left.
Okay. All right.
Holmes.
Yeah.
203 this morning, huh?
Snap!
Yeah.
203.
Started at, I've mentioned this before, started at officially 219. Well, the night before I did the weigh-in, because, you know, you do a weigh-in thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Night before I was like 223. But then the next morning I was 219.
Well, you'd start from 223 then. That makes it look better.
And dude, I'm not 6'1". I'm 6'1½". And you know how I'm not a spring chicken anymore, okay?
Right, but when you had your mullet, you were 6'7".
I was 6'7" with a mullet back in 84. But I'm not even 6'1", and so, you know, a guy like me, I should be at about 190 or something like that.
Oh, is that the ideal weight?
Yeah, 188. You know, but that's if I was a lot younger. Since, you know, considering my age, I should be about probably 203.
Oh, you're great. Then you can quit now.
I could just quit.
Have a donut and a Snickers chaser.
Can't you congratulate me, though?
Way to go.
From 219 to 203. Come on.
Just keep her going. I wouldn't even stop.
Okay. Anyway, so airplane food. I would eat some now. Just bring it.
Well, you don't want to eat this airplane food because now, listen, here's what's going on. It was a report by USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
The national newspaper reports that the major facilities that prepare airline food had numerous health and sanitation violations.
Don't say it.
Including improper temperatures, use of unclean equipments, poor hygiene by employees.
Duh.
You know, like smelly armpits.
Right.
Cockroaches.
Yeah.
Flies.
Is that rice pilaf or a big old stack of maggots?
Mice, including their nesting materials.
Oh, dude, come on.
And inadequate pest control. This is kind of some of the things that happen with the airplane food. But it's linked to airline carriers LSG Sky Chefs and Gate Gourmet, according to the report. I don't know who they to.
Those are the caterers.
Yeah, the caterers. I don't know who they cater to or what planes. They won't tell you here. But so now you know that, yes, it can be pretty bad as far as the food's go. Oh, and plus some airlines charge for food, and that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
So knock it off.
Dude, I haven't flown for years, and I don't want to fly, you know, because of that. Because of the nasty food that you could get on airlines. I would much rather take the sanitary Greyhound bus. You know? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you're going to travel, take the bus. You know, the bus is clean, it's sanitized, clean as Alta View Hospital, man.
Yeah, and some of those buses give you soup.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Let's check sports at 6:04.
Okay, All-Stars LeBron James, 40 East University Parkway in Orem. Let's see what's happening with your weather forecast now. Here's Channel 5's Grant Wayman.
Guys, good morning. Still, it's your forecasts from the Live 5 Weather Center. See you guys.
76 now in downtown Salt Lake City, and you're up to date. I'm the coach with John Carter in the morning on Utah's Classic 103.5 The Arrow.
Here's an appointment that the coach and I want you to set with us, okay? This is just a little thing that you need to make. Be with us at 9. This is the appointment. 9 o'clock for Arrow Cash and tickets for Paul McCartney. That's the album with a spaceship on it.
What?
Well, all the Boston albums had a spaceship on every darn one of them, I think.
Yeah, I think all of them. Yeah, they were cool looking, those spaceships.
Rock and roll band from Boston, and we're the Arrow on the Morning Time Show with John and the Coach. Local
favorites.
Okay, we were going to talk about fireworks today on the show because, we were going to talk about fireworks more specifically, fireworks stories that turned ugly. Like that one time, you know, when your Uncle Frank had a little mishap. You probably remember this. He had a little mishap with an M80, and now Frank is just Uncle Lefty.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes. Or maybe last year. when the economy was really struggling. I mean, you think it, you know, I mean, it's a little better now, but
I think it's worse now than it was last year.
Oh.
But anyway, that's just my opinion.
Well, if you were struggling last year, last summer, maybe you couldn't afford fireworks for the family.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad just flicked the porch light on and off for a half hour.
Was it a bug light? One of those yellow bug lights?
Yeah, one of those things. Hey, kids, yeah. Look at that!
Woo!
Now go to bed!